Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I'm excited.
On a big day for you.
Show day.
And a big weekend for you, I understand.
Yeah.
You have not just the gig tonight, but a couple of others, huh?
Three shows this weekend, Thursday,
wow.
Friday, Saturday.
Do you think anywhere in the United States of America, there is a small town city manager that is also in a band that performs locally?
I don't know, maybe.
I'm going to say yes, somewhere
there's
out there.
At least one.
Well, thank you for the t-shirt also. I didn't expect a gift, but I like them.
Yeah, we wanted to get you a Still Dangerous t-shirt, get our face out there, you know.
Let's talk some business first. What's happening with the city of Yankton? What are people talking about? What's at the top of the agenda these days?
Top of the agenda these days is our budget for 2026. So by statute, we're required to turn that in to the commission and to the public by July 31st. And if you look at your calendar, that's coming close. So we are in the final descent, so to speak, in getting that budget put together. Have some trepidations because our sales tax numbers in June weren't very strong, and we've had some surprises this year. We've talked about Simples leaving. We've talked about a sales tax adjustment that the state had to make for us that was not in our favor due to a reporting error. So we have less to work with, so it's a harder document to put together. So we're putting that together, working on that. So that's top of mind right now.
Probably not fun, but somebody's got to do it, and that somebody is you and the city commissioners, right?
Yeah, and we have a team of folks, Dwayne Johnson, Lisa Yardley, and I, and all the department heads work on that. And then we are wrapping up sort of our summer. I know it's early, but some of the summer events, summer reading things are starting to wind down, and so you'll start hearing some things about final parties and end of programming and things like that, which is kind of sad, but also exciting because there's things in the fall coming up that are to be excited about too.
Anything else from the city that deserves a mention before we get to the juicy stuff this morning?
I would say that I want to really thank the city employees who in these extreme temperatures have been taking care of our solid waste, our recycling, our parks. It's been really hard to keep up with the rain we've been having, hot, heavy, and difficult work, our street shop doing the paving and patching, and they've done a nice job. So if you see folks like that, thank them for the work they do. Also our police and EMS, fire, all have been really busy, so our first responders are doing their job too.
Yeah, well said. They did the stretch of road right out in front of our house the other day. Did a great job on it. Came in, explained what was going to happen, made sure that we weren't going to be on the street, which helped us out because we would have been on the street and we were able to adjust. So that
we
was
do
nice.
Our best to try to keep people informed of what's going on so that they can make their arrangements.
And there was a city birthday today. You said Jay Walsh?
Yes, Jay Walsh was having a birthday today. He is part of our parks department. He takes care of the Marne Creek Hazard Mitigation Maintenance Trail or the Old Brokaw Trail that we all enjoy. So that's his main responsibility, but he does a lot of other things. And he also is my neighbor, happens to be my neighbor. So we need to get him probably a good set of earmuffs because he's been listening to us practice for weeks and weeks and weeks.
All right, let's get to the band. Tell me who's in the band first. I know there's you, but who else is in Still Dangerous?
Yeah, so the lead of our band is my husband, Dr. Lawrence Leone. He started the band. His older brother, Joe Leone, comes all the way from the north, Aberdeen. So he's cooling off down here in Yankton as our drummer. On rhythm guitar is Dr. Dave Abbott from YMC Medical Clinic and Burley Street. And Ross Denherter, our city attorney, is our bass player. And we have some folks to help us out with sound and other things like that. But I'm the front man or woman, and together we're Still Dangerous.
And if you have any legal problems, you got Ross, so boom.
Yeah, that's true, but sometimes Ross is the problem, you know.
Ross is the problem. I like it.
Just kidding, Ross.
So on your shirt is a picture of a lion, and that's not by mistake. There's a lion with green eyes, and it says Still Dangerous in green print, not by chance.
Yeah, so half of us are Leones, and Leon in Spanish is lion, so that's what's on our t-shirt. And really, Still Dangerous has a meaning. It means regardless of your age, regardless of where you are in life, if you have a dream, start doing it. That's what this is for us, something we've always wanted to do and try. And so if there's something you want to do, no matter what your age or how busy you are or what else you've got going on, don't let that stop you because time is going by, man. And if you want to rock and roll, whether that's in a band or rock and roll on something else, you got to do it.
So some people would think what you're doing is very risky, you know, just putting it all out there up on stage, city manager. But I think you just addressed that in what you said.
Yeah, that's part of it. You know, I've always been someone who's thought if you're not living on the edge, you're probably taking up too much space. And if you're worried about what people are going to say all the time, then you're not going to do anything. And so, you know, we're having fun. One thing about music is everybody can connect to it. Whether it's great music or whether you hit a sour note, you know, I think especially in Yankton, friends and neighbors will support you. And I think it's good to try new things. It pushes you. And this has definitely pushed us in a lot of ways. So we're excited, and we're really excited because this was one of our goals, to play in front of the community that we know and love at Music at the Meridian. So we thank Luke Yeomans for giving us a shot.
And the songs that you'll be playing, people will recognize and connect with?
Definitely. We're a cover band. We cover 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond. So it just kind of ramps up throughout the evening. So I think everyone will know the music and probably most of the songs we're doing tonight. We hope people sing along and
you
enjoy.
You want them to sing along?
Yeah, I need all the help I can get, man.
Good. So you're opening for Rowan Grace. Do you like that? Is that
Very intimidating to open for Rowan Grace. When we picked our date, we had no idea. You know, she's phenomenal, but we're excited about that and we're honored to do it. So we hope we get the crowd, you know, ramped up and ready to really support her too. Because I've heard her, watched a lot of YouTube with her. She's a really great performer.
Now, you gave me one of these shirts. Thank you. What if somebody wants some merch tonight? Do you have some?
Yes, they can just talk to us. We're just a garage band. We're not selling anything. And we play for pro bono because we're learning and just having fun. So we can probably hook people up.
But tonight's just the beginning. Where else are you going to be this weekend?
Yeah, so tomorrow night, Friday night, we're playing at Ben's Brew Station on the patio, which is a great venue and a fun venue for people to kind of roam around. And he usually has food trucks there and things like that. So that's always fun. And then Saturday night will be the Cottonwood Corral. And I know people that go out there really like to rock and roll and party. So we'll pull out some of our harder rock songs for the Cottonwood. The folks at the Cottonwood, I think, are ready for that.
How about one song tonight that you're really looking forward to? Can you tell us maybe what that is?
I can. So tonight, one of the songs I'm really looking forward to is Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. Really difficult guitar solo that Dr. Dave Abbott is going to be performing, and he slays it. So we're excited about that. And we have actually some bonus verses that we've written on our final song. So we're excited about that too.
Will Amy Leone be telling any of her world-famous jokes on stage tonight?
I think so, because the humidity requires our guitarists and our bassists to retune and things like this. So there's a little bit of time between. So I'm going to have to come up with some jokes or witty things to say
in between.
Yeah.
All right. Should I bring my lighter tonight?
You could, although we're not doing any ballads tonight. But okay. If you come to Ben's or to Cottonwood, you could bring your Zippo.
All right. Well, I'm sure you're pretty excited. It's going to be tough to focus on city stuff today, isn't it?
It will be, but we do, as I said, have the budget to think about, and so I need to laser focus on that. I've got plenty of coffee on board, and so I'm going to focus on that, and then tonight we're going to focus on rock and roll because, you know, I love rock and roll.
Yes, you have picked the exit song, which you just segued into beautifully. Does Joan Jett capture the essence of Still Dangerous?
She does. She's pretty dangerous. What I like about her is she was a rocker when there wasn't a lot of female rockers out there, and she really owned it. And so hopefully we'll do that tonight.
And a lot of people don't realize she's a former city manager too. That I don't know,
but she could be. She was kind of the boss, you know.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Shirt. Best wishes tonight, and we'll connect soon again.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jeff.